Peacemakers, discussing conflict resolution and conflict management with experts and stakeholders. Let's dialogue for peace. Peacemakers, looking for solutions.
Hello and welcome to Peacemakers program on Radio Mirai with me, Gabriel Shadar. This program comes to you every Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Today I will be speaking to a government official in Jonglei State who has been involved in efforts to resolve conflict and maintain peace in Jonglei and between Jonglei and the neighboring areas. Welcome Deputy Governor of Jonglei State, Honorable Jacob Kaidengid, to Peacemakers program on Radio Mirai.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. Gabriel,
yes. Welcome. And first, tell us about the general situation in Jonglei State, especially the flooding and consequent humanitarian conditions.
Most of counties in Jonglei State have been affected by the flood. I've been going around since August. I went to Okobo. Okobo, most of places have been flooded. Ayud. All the Western Ayut have been taken by the water, and even the residents in town, Nyirol and Wuror, the same. All the airstrip have been overrun by the flood, and the schools in this northern Jonglei counties also have been overrun. In Nyirol, like 19 school, no any functioning school in Nyirol County. Same thing in Wuror County. There's no any school functioning due to the flood. The one second school called Bilwal Second School in Yui also have been taken by the flood water. Same thing in Twitch East, same thing in Duk. So the flood situation in the northern side and along the River Nile, like of course in Fangak and also in PG with the flood, and also the conflict there is difficult in those two counties.
And when you say flooding, is it flooding from the rivers or from the rain or both?
Both. In the inland, like those counties like Nyirol and Wuror and Okobo, they were outside, they are not along the Nile, but they're also now affected by the flood. So it's both from the Nile River and then the rain.
Where have the people moved, or how are they staying over this flood?
Well, many people are just living in the flood. There is no many high point places that they are. Some lucky in some few places and very congested. So it's really devastating and difficult.
Then one can ask a question about the food security situation amid such a condition.
Yes, this is something we have been raising with our partners, and particularly World Food Program, and they're doing the best, and we are keeping talking to them. And you know, everybody suffering around the country, and it's more very difficult in Jonglei, because Jonglei there is no market. During the rainy season, we don't have any mobility for the last 3 years now. You cannot access most of the county by road, only from Juba to Bor, and even part of Bor County, like northern side of Bor, have already overrun by water. So make it very difficult for the people to have food, because only by air, and now all the airstrip have been overrun by the water.
And that also makes your attending to administrative issues and services also quite difficult.
Make it very difficult. Otherwise, we are cut off only with the help of our peace partner, UNIMIS, and World Food Program. That's when we reach our counties. But otherwise, it's so difficult to reach our people. And
yeah. Listeners to Radio Mirai, this is Peacemakers Program with me, Gabriel Shadar, and I'm hosting today the Deputy Governor of Jonglei State, Honorable Jacob Kekdengdit, and who has just briefed us about the situation there in Jonglei when it comes to the rain and the consequent flooding and what has been happening to this citizens that are affected by this. Also, the movement has been really curtailed and it's very, very difficult to reach some of the areas, even for the government officials. Now, Honorable Jacob, you have been involved in peace efforts in Jonglei. And it was reported that you have been visiting some areas north of Jonglei and also participated in a reconciliation conference with the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, and that was supported by UNMIS Civil Affairs Division office in Jonglei. So let's first have an idea about the efforts north of the state, which areas and what were the issues you tried to address there?
Well, we have signed a peace like 2018. And of course, the flood came and took most of the Jonglei counties. And our people need to be inducted and disseminated with peace and need to know that no more two army, no more this is IO control area, this is a government control area. These things have finished since the peace was signed in 2018 by the president, President Kiir, and the other peace partners. But because it have not reached the real people, they're still struggling, seeing themselves in difference. And that was something the government of Dene Jokshagur and myself, that we have to take this as a big initiative. Let go to people. It must be a government that go to people, let people know what is peace mean to them. When there is peace, the development will come. We are using the road from Juba to Bor. For these 3 years, when the peace was signed, the President of Republic ordered that all the roads have to reach everywhere as possible, soon as possible. And that's when I went. When I went to Akobo on the 5th of August this year, people were not seeing the crisis. There's no any senior government official like went there and stayed for 3 days, and I decided to go and went and told them, "You are my people, I'm your leader, I'm coming to see you, we need to talk. You just need to know peace will give you everything. War take many things away from you and give you anger." So that message was taken very well in Akobo. People all came out. The market was closed. Everybody, the school children, the youth, the organized forces, the army, the local government, everybody was out to receive me. And that was the breaking through for all of this petty talking of control or this is my area. From that time, I had to feel this is what people want. I need to, you know, some people think it was like a suicide mission, but I'm like, if you are a leader, you need to do things that open up for everybody and make sure people are in anything that they understand, the cause and benefit of why they do it. And that's why I went to Akobo, I went to Ayud, I went to Nyirol, I went to Uror, I went to Fangak. The issue of Fangak, of course, you know, that was very difficult on the 19th of August. The issue start there when the faction of the Kitgwang start fighting themselves, and that displaced most of our people, civilian, in both town, in New Fangak, in PG, in Atar, all these things. So my peace mission is to let people understand whenever they have peace, all the services can be available to them. But when there's war, all the services, like things like road, school, hospital, will not reach. But security and peace make the ground flat for everybody. Mm-hmm. And yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you spoke about Fangang, of course, we have been following the situation and we have reported a lot of incidents. And of course, it is, and also it is some areas neighboring Upper Nile State. So the spillover or the conflict, like elements move from Jonglei and they crossed over and they move into Upper Nile State and the situation happened. Now, first two things, like how is the situation now and what have you been trying to do as government to arrest the situation from escalating?
Yes, as Jonglei government, our part and our partners like UNMISS, and we try our best level when the issue of northern Jonglei, particularly Fangak and PG, start. It was a big worry to us, and there was a mobilization. Some youth through the spiritual leader by the name of Kwach, to go and rescue. That's what they used, the word rescue. But when we heard that as a government, we came out a high delegation, leadership from Bo that I led, with the permission from our governor and the leadership. We went and told the youth to stay away from any mobilization to fight either clan fight or anything. The government of South Sudan is responsible for the security of the old South Sudanese. So that mission is successful. We went to a youth. We told the youth to stay away. We told the chief, the community leaders, and everybody. Peace is responsibility of all, from the dinner table of the family to the community level, to the government level, is our responsibility. And we stop youth to take this issue. It's just kid Gwang. Let be Junubi Nyajama. Mm-hmm. We are done with all this time of killing ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It seems the movement of people from a state to another in Upper Nile, Greater Upper Nile, it seems people don't have little recognition or respect to the administrative borders between the different states. They don't know, they don't think they are crossing to another state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what we went and say. Mm-hmm. Nobody going to Upper Nile State. Even Tunga, or, you know, there is a pure river. Just a river when I went to Fangak, a river that is just next to the commissioner. They say, this is the border. When you cross, you are in Chuluk area. And I'm like, listen, you have to be serious on this.
Yeah.
Don't try to cross there.
Yeah.
Okay, this thing will be handled. There's nothing called is a between Chuluk or nowhere. No, that one should finish from all this.
Yeah.
There's no any more South Sudanese fighting another South Sudanese. This is a conflict by those carrying gun, and it has to be dealt with only with those one. And everybody is innocent. And we have said, as Jonglei, no more, no going to, and no going to Upper Nile.
Mm-hmm.
And we mobilize our youth in Nyerol, in Urol. We say, no, this is not any war. There's no war again. Mm-hmm. This is just a conflict. These people are being handled by national government. The President Kiir is serious, and the all security organs are working day and night.
Listeners, Radio Mirai, this is Peacemakers Program with me, Gabriel Shadar, and with me in the studio is Honorable Jacob Akeyi-Dengdin, Deputy Governor of Jonglei State. You have just spoken about the general situation in Jonglei State in regards to the flooding and the consequent humanitarian situation. Also, we moved on to the peace efforts, especially after the conflict erupted in August between the Kidgwang faction, Kidgwang Declaration factions, and how the situation now is calm, despite, of course, some people. Thousands of civilians have been displaced, but they are now mostly living in Upper Nile State. Now, Deputy Governor Jacob Akeyi-Dengdin, we move to your efforts with the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, and recently you had engagement with the people and representative of the Pibor Administrative Area. And of course, something might have happened in that peace conference, despite having a lot of things to have done, to have been done before that. So what can you tell us?
Yeah, thank you so much once again. Yeah, the issue of Jonglei and Greater Bibor Administrative Area is something that I've been recurring on, and something need to be stopped right there. And my way of looking at this, we are not going to sign anything again. It will be community to community, peace dialogue. And what I did first is going to the ground, sensitize my people of saying the issue between Murulay is not Murulay, is not Dinka, is not Nuer. These are criminal. Let personalize criminality. That's what we are going to target. Before even we know criminality has come out of human or someone, let's say the criminality should be stopped. I told them, you never again mobilize yourself and said you are going to bring your cattle, your children, all to Murulay. No, this time around we are going to talk. We are going to open a new page. And I talked to the paramount chief, the youth leader, cattle camp youth leader, and the whole community in both communities or counties in Jonglei. When I told them the dry season is coming and we have to start it now in October, because before the November and December, the child abduction, cattle raiding, revenge killing have reduced in August, maybe because of what we are doing, the Bibor Administrative Area and the Jonglei, or because of the water, the flood. And for that, let be vigilant and let now start it before it happened. So we went to Bibor. It was so good. We were received in the airstrip. Everybody came out. The women were dancing, the youth, and all the government of Bibor Administrative Area came out. Chief Administrator was there and his deputy. We start talking and we said, let's look into things that matter to us. In Greater Bibor Administrative Area now, no any accessibility, no road that leading there. Most of the road have been closed by the flood or the insecurity, and it's our concern as people of Jonglei State and the government of Jonglei State. Mm-hmm. They need to have goods reaching them, and every family need to have food, and accessibility is a human right to everybody, or right to everybody. So we say, let's look into where we always go wrong. We have said this time around we are going to start with road from Anyidi or Bor up to Bibor, and then from Bibor up to Akobo. And this road, we have to start now working on them. The road have interest of me, you, we, us, and the both community in both state. Cattle are a big thing for us as a people of Greater Jonglei, as you know, my brother. Mm-hmm. So we say cattle market should be number one along this road. Place called Kotchar will have a cattle market, and also in Anyidi, this community of Gumuruo County and Bor County will bring them together, saying your number one target is your interest, common interest. So it was agreed, and this is where we are going to start talking from road. The road will start. Also, the UNIMIS will be having a clinic or rock HMET, a clinic on a site that will help those community close. The issue of water, the road will be a little bit wider, and there will be a joint police both stationed in Kotchar and in Anyidi, and they will be doing patrolling and also escorting the business men who are going to sell their cattle and those who are going to buy the cattle in Kotchar. This is something we have talked. Also, we agree this dry season will be along Nanam River to make sure that make these communities get together, know each other, fighting the criminal. And we say there's no more of saying Murulay criminal, Dinka criminal, or Nuer criminal. Criminal will be called criminal. Most of these people are innocent. Yeah. Okay? And we have to ask them to join us. Also, the age set in Murulay is something also is a concern to both communities, both government of the state. This age said, like, okay, is my age said, if you talk about it, no, we are the one controlling all these things. No. Now it's going to be personalized. You do something wrong, we deal with you. Also, we talk about the real thing is, by the way, when there's no work, there's no opportunity, there's no money, there's no food, what happened is take, steal, kill. And when all this happened, the community is displaced. Nobody in farm, nobody is doing business on the road, no market. So already we learn enough, and we say enough is enough that we are doing to ourselves, and we are asking our national government and the peace partners, UNMISS, World Food Program, because World Food Program also start looking at things that can help the really people, the youth, you know, catch for asset, you know, a small business catch that you can give to youth and women, single mothers, and then a vocational training centers. We are going to make something along a river Nanam during the dry season. Cattle camp youth can go to school, girl and boys. And also those centers will be like, we'll have a water reservoir. They look too big, but in real sense, we are doing them. And what we commit, our small resources, human capital, and all the political will, this thing can happen. Because it has been something holding us down, stopping us progressing. We are in 21 centuries. Time is on us. Life becomes so difficult. We keep blaming, waiting for handout. All these things, it's time to say no. We should stand on our own, believe in it,
yeah.
Want
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Deputy Governor, you made many and very interesting points about the situation on the conflict between Greater Pibor, Mr. Veria, and Jonglei. And of course, even me, I was witness to a lot of efforts being made since 2005, and always been following this. And it's true that what you have mentioned about the situation of the people when there is no food, no education, no services, things cannot really, even the government cannot manage. And you have just said that you, as government, are not going to sign any peace deal again with the other party, which is Pibor Administrative Area, and you are leaving it to the communities. But there is a question that all these peace agreements, they included articles or items that were supposed to be implemented by the governments on both sides. So does it mean that you are not really following those things, or you are just relying only on the communities to come to terms while you are sitting back on what you are supposed to be doing as government?
Yeah, I thank you so much. You know what I'm trying to say and put across here? When we sign this thing, it seemed like they remain in the paper. They remain in that conference room or workshop, and it doesn't get to the people. So what I'm saying, let's take it to people. Let them hear it. Let them feel it. Let them see it. And by doing so, we are going to work on action point. Those action points have to be implemented. We have 15 of them, action point, that we have already talked. And from day one, we came and meet in Bor, UNMISS, and the Bor County and the government of Jonglei State. And we are starting working on our number one action point, the priorities road from Anyidi or from Marang up to Bijbor. And the preparation have started. We are starting on November 7th, yeah, to start the road. And this is when we kick off. So it's more of we have a do list, and we have to go do them, whether there is funding, there is what. This is what I mean, because sometimes we talk about it, it looks too big, too good. And at the end
you
of it,
you have to start from somewhere.
Yeah. So this is what I'm trying, and the government of Dunei, Jok Shagur, and Lokule in Bibor, we are looking at new, different way, let involve people. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
More of being in Bor, or being in Bibor, or in Juba, talking of people killing themselves in Nanam, in Yuai, in Duk, in Baidit, and in Wurur, in Nakobo. No, it's better we go there and talk in those areas. And this is what I mean.
And also, the before I go to the other one, is the state capacity that is supposed to be increased. You know, one of the main issues in Jonglei is geography. It's a big challenge. Huge areas, there is no infrastructure of road connection and so forth. And that means the police force is not really there, significantly or hugely missing in the area. And what is the prospect that something is going to increase, even when we hear that the joint integrated forces are going to be deployed in some areas?
Well, you know, all this on security arrangement in, is in national government hand. That is all what we know. But as a people in the ground, the government of the states, we are doing as our many way on how really to maintain peace until the unified police forces will come and the army. Of course, army, they are going to guide our borders. But the police are the one we need to work with the administrative, like local government in counties, in Payam, in Bumas, people who can write a case, you know, understand what chapter, what article. All these things need a more of preparation. What we are doing now, even in Jonglei, we still have different police, those who are in 21 or those who are in Gaba, and then the one who are in the government. Those police, we are now like saying, okay, the uniform you are wearing are for South Sudan. The people are with you are South Sudanese or people of Jonglei State. Until that time come, you have a responsibility to enforce rule of law. Okay. So we are working to see how are we going. We will partner with UNDP. They will ring in the UNMIS and other UN and international, and then the government of the state and the government of the counties.
Yeah.
Local government need a lot of work.
Yeah.
Chief need to be put in place, and good number of chief, not too many of them.
Yeah.
And who understand what is the duty and responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
let me on a point of, on a practical point, like you are having markets in some of the areas. You spoke about joint market for cattle. And this is where you might need a presence of security forces.
Right.
And then you might need also, from a business point of view, the traders might be vulnerable to attacks, because I could see that some of them they buy in cash and sell in cash, and then you can imagine those cattle traders moving this huge bunch of money and then take them personally back home. This makes them vulnerable. Even if you are in the United States, you will be vulnerable when you carry that amount of money. Forget about being in South Sudan.
Yeah.
So what is your thought on that?
Yeah, this is these are real things. You know, now we are talking on what can cool down and make people understand. But the really deep issue is this temptation, this lack of system that can help people. And it's a good question, and we know this is what happens sometime when people go to Duke to go and buy cows on the road. Ambush were so many, they just kill person, take the bag because they have money. And there is a local banks nowadays, so when we station this market sometime, there will be at least a safety zone where the police with the good key or good box, and then the local bank should be doing transaction.
Yeah.
And people should be told, you trust them, because when you trust them, you trust your life.
Yeah.
When you carry this thing, anything can happen to you. So that more of education, and then we'll work as a state government, both the administrative area and Jonglei, and our partners like UNMIS and UNDP, to really work on such thing that people may take easy or ignore, but that are the more dangerous.
Listeners, Radio Mirai, this is Peacemakers Program with me, Gabriel Shadar, and with me in the studio is the Deputy Governor of Jonglei State, Honorable Jacob Keje Denglit, and we have covered a lot of issues. And before we sign off, you mentioned about the flooding situation, which we start with, and you mentioned that most of the schools are closed. And you also stress that because people have suffered in the past, they need to be educated, they need to be informed, and so on. Now, when you have a situation which a national disaster, a natural disaster that is closing schools, and some of them might be sitting this year for basic school and for senior examinations and so on. So, I mean, how do you look at the prospects of these pupils and the students in continuing their education?
These are the really things that we always need to think as leaders from a different angle of making decision. It's very difficult with those counties. I told you the most rural area is particularly northern Jonglei. They have been struggling for the last 9 years or since the crisis. Most of them are seeking education either in Ethiopia, some go to Malakal, some go to Bor, some are in Juba here, some are in Uganda. Because there is no way, nothing you can really do. So most of these people now, they're secondary school, they're just starting maybe form one, form two, and then primary. So the government, the Minister of Education in National is really working very hard to prove the accessibility and how resources are utilized on really burning things. So Minister Wood and in my state, Minister Dengajak are working to see putting plan down before the examination, how you transport them to a location where they can be able to sit for their exam. That's what is now being done, and they are in preparation.
Otherwise, Deputy Governor Jacob Keje Denglit, I leave you the next few minutes also to address other points that I might not have asked about your state and what you are running after, especially with your presence in Juba here.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, Jonglei State, my country made some Sudanese, you have known Jonglei State have been very difficult due to, you know, insecurity, infrastructure, accessibility. All these things have been happening in Jonglei. But now we have, you know, this, we had more of grown-up pain that when you have a child, he just fall, you hold the hand, fall again like that until he start picking up. We are in that level now of picking up with the leadership of Dine Jok Shagur and myself, Keje Denglit, and then the entire cabinet and assembly and everybody and our partners, the UN, they are putting effort like the cooperation now we have with the governor. Just this Saturday, you see me, the governor went and see the president together. Not to go and discuss, deputy governor is not behaving or governor is doing this thing, not listening, all these things. It's really issue that we are taking to the president of the republic. These things were not, and yeah, but now in South Sudan, since the peace was signed, the issue between governor and deputy governors in across the 10 states have been an issue. Concern and bringing, president is working too hard to make everybody in a system understand. This peace, we were buying peace with power, but we should understand we are not going back to war. This is what Mr. President say. And we are being tasked. We have to even do it more. We are the people every day with the people. And we let our peace partners down, the president and Dr. Riega and the rest, and also the unionists that is, which have been here for us and everybody, and our donors and friend of South Sudan, it's not going to be good. So Jonglei said we are picking it up, and we are dealing with the real issue. Now is we are very happy of the road that the President of the Republic, President Kiir, said it very clearly. Road is number one now for people to have accessibility so they can be free to move, take their good to the market. And the road that from Juba to Bor is now 2 hours. Before it used to be 6 hours. So I want to thank the President and the government of South Sudan for their effort to bring road up to Bor. And now Vice President Taban just announced this month again the President will come back to Jonglei to launch the second phase from Marang up to Ayud, and then from Marang up to Wurur, up to Nyirol. This thing is very good, and then Akobo. So this is what I want to tell the people of Jonglei and the people of South Sudan and Maraya, listeners, that we as people of Jonglei state, we have said no more to war. We said crime have to slow down. Our youth will be engaged to be part of the solution. The issue of flood, the food. I said to Junubin and all to the UN World Food Program, Jonglei was hardly, it was hit very hard during the crisis and with the flood. Everybody now talking of flood, but before our flood was even the goat and the chicken and the dog will jump on the roof of the building to stay there. Even cows, there's nowhere where people are. And we need to be given a support, and we are going not to ask for the support. We are doing our best as a government of Jonglei and people of Jonglei. We need peace, and we don't want anybody to come and inciting us again. And even no more of mobilizing youth for anything to do that you are going to fight. The rule of law is only the one who will fight for us. So we need support, particularly Northern Jonglei, for the flood food assistance, and then non-food item. And the dry season is coming. We are going to do to our level best that the issue of Murle that have been talking, the issue of Dinka, and then the Nuer doing cattle raiding, child abduction, revenge killing, mobilization, all these things will be all days thing. We are going to deal with criminals. We are going to deal with individual who don't respect the rule of the law, but with no name of the community attached to that person. So you have touched everything, but more of this, I want to say I thank the President of the Republic for his trust. He based it upon us, myself and Dine as a governor, and we are going to deliver to our people.
Thank you very much, Honorable Jacob Akeji Dengdit, Deputy Governor of Jonglei State. And the Deputy Governor has been with us today on the Peacemakers Program on Radio Mirai. I was me, Gabriel Shadar. And that brings us to the end of today's discussion on Peacemakers Program. Thanks very much. This program is repeated at the 9 p.m. hour. That is the same day. That is today. Thank you very much.
Peacemakers, discussing conflict resolution and conflict management with experts and stakeholders. Less dialogue for peace. Peacemakers, looking for solutions.